Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Welcome in hour number two of the Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and Andy Furman, and for Chris Broussard, we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. Hey, Odd Couple fans, if you miss any portion of the show, just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all platforms. Just type in Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, download the show, and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. It's that easy. Hour number two, as we said, we're going to do some college football tomorrow. The big game on Fox is the Ohio State-Michigan game. All kinds of stuff is involved here. Michigan has won the last couple of games. Is this how important is this for Ryan Day, the coach at OSU? You know, if you don't beat Michigan enough, you could be out of a job.
Yes, Earl Bruce.
That's right. So this is like a huge game. Three in a row would not sit well with the faithful at Ohio State. But, Andy, the question really is, and Jim Harbaugh, of course, will not be coaching. He's suspended.
He'll get the win if they win.
But that whole story was weird because you remember he was claiming that he wanted the due process in his day in court. And then when I guess they showed him the evidence that they had, he was pretty quick to go, okay, never mind. You know what I mean? Like, what happened right all of a sudden that he didn't want due process in his day in court? I don't know what they showed him, but the Big Ten must have showed him something, Andy, because he did a reversal on that, didn't he?
They cut a pretty good deal. He said, look, I won't go to court. Get rid of one of my coaches. You got another guy that got rid of two.
Yep.
And let me get the wins even if I'm not coaching, and away we go.
And I won't show the evidence that we have.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean,
it's a good deal. Good attorney, actually.
But I guess in this case, who are you rooting for in this game? And I'm going to tell you. You know I'm a sports writer. You know I don't play favorites. I don't root for anybody. I really don't.
Right.
And I haven't since 1986 when I got that job in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. For real. I'm dead serious. You know me, Andy. I'm a straight shooter. People don't like it. They think I should be more rah-rah to home team. Everybody in Detroit used to be mad at me because I picked the Lions to lose all the time. And I was mostly right. But anyway, my point is, I think if you're a football fan, you got to be rooting against Michigan.
Oh, man.
And I'll say this, because of the cheating scandal, it reminds me of the Astros cheating scandal and how people, you know, they became public enemy number one. And here's why it's bad. Because their turnaround seems to coincide, Andy, I don't have all the stuff in front of me, all the evidence. But you remember Ohio State was beating Michigan like a drum. It wasn't even a real rivalry. Remember they had won a ton in a row, and it was just like lopsided, and it was ugly. Jim Harbaugh was on the verge of being fired. He had to take a pay cut at Michigan. You remember all that stuff. It was bad.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they started winning. They started winning, and you just wonder how much of that is Michigan finally putting it together, or how much of it is some intel and information that they also got, which helped them along. Where are you on this? And can you see what I'm saying when I say some fans might want to root against Michigan?
No, loud and clear, I hear what you're saying. And I want to just preface this by saying we did not discuss this prior to the show.
No, we
this
did
is
not.
This is not one of those things like you go one way, I go to the other.
Not at all.
I'm a Jim Harbaugh fan, okay. And I'm rooting for Michigan, okay? Because I think they're getting screwed. And I'll tell you why. What's worse, tanking or what they've done? What's worse, tanking or the NIL money when you're buying players, which teams do all the time, buying players? And I'll tell you right now, they've beaten schools like a drum this year, Michigan, and I don't think the so-called alleged cheating had anything to do with it.
Are you sure about that?
Yes,
how do you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Let me ask you, Patriots, Bill Belichick got the largest fine in the history of the NFL for a coach. $500,000, right?
Right, right.
They lost draft picks.
But they caught him with a video camera, right?
Okay, but I'm just saying, you can't tell me that the cheating doesn't matter because you wouldn't do it if it doesn't help you. Why would you do it? You cheat because it helps you. If I know a team's defensive signals or what their coverage is, I can adjust. I can do something different.
So let me give you an example. Right. I can't prove that. But last week, Michigan, they averted what would have been a tremendous travesty if they lost to Maryland. They won 31-24. But if you watch that game, the Maryland quarterback, Tagliavoa, he accounted for 11 of Michigan's points. It was him. You can't do that with scouting or so-called cheating. That's what it was. He blew the game for Maryland. I get it. And Michigan's defense averted the upset at Maryland because of what their quarterback, the Maryland quarterback, did. I understand that. Look, the cheating is out there. They claim that Harbaugh didn't know anything about it. You know what? Even if he did know anything about it, it's his program.
He's exactly. Shame on you.
Same with Rick Pitino. They're the so-called CEO of the organization. You have to know what's going on in every aspect from you to everybody underneath you, including the equipment manager, the managers of the team, everybody. It's your responsibility. So if you didn't know about it, shame on you. You have to know about it. But I still say I'm a Harbaugh fan. I always have been. And look, I'm glad he got a second life in Michigan, and I hope they beat the pants off Ohio State tomorrow.
Why are you an anti-Ohio State guy? I'm just curious as a guy.
I think a lot has to do.
A long
a lot
time
has
in
to
Cincinnati.
Do with the fans.
I'm just curious.
A lot has to do with these. The fans are. I thought it was bad when I lived in Oklahoma with Oklahoma University fans. I thought they were bad. These Ohio State fans are ridiculous. I mean, and it may be worse in Michigan. I don't know. You were up there.
Yes,
you covered Michigan. I'm sure.
For 20
they
years.
They might be just as bad. But these Ohio State fans,
Michigan fans,
they're nauseating.
Whenever they lose, they just say that they ran out of time. We just ran out of time. Like, oh,
but
okay.
I will say this about the game tomorrow. A probable college football playoff bid's on the line, a potential Big Ten title on the line, ultimate bragging rights, of course, and maybe a coach's life is on the line with Ohio State if he loses to Michigan again. But I don't think it's fair. And to use the term fair in sports is almost ridiculous. Both teams are 11-0, and they're going to play the winner of the other division, which is Iowa, which has two losses. So if Iowa wins against either Ohio State or Michigan for the title game of the conference, and they're going to have two losses, and one of these teams is going to have just one loss and they're going to stay home? That's ridiculous. That's a joke in itself.
Yeah, the college football, that's a whole different thing. There's all kinds of quirky things that could happen and some of it doesn't make any sense. But in this case here, Andy, I what surprises me is that you're down with cheating. Is that did you hold the Astros accountable? I'm asking, did you hold the Astros accountable?
Well, I'll go one step further. Did Major League Baseball hold them accountable?
Yes, they did what they could
How?
Do. What did you
did
want them to
the
do?
Did they take the title away?
Come on.
What did they do?
They're not
going to
do
take a draft
that.
Pick away? What did they do? What did Major League Baseball do to the Astros?
What are you talking about? The general manager and the manager both lost their jobs.
The Astros did that, not Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but you don't think that was a nudge from the league and they had to go out and expose them? People still look at them. You know what? Jose Altuve might be one of the best second basemen we've ever seen. And trust me, when the time comes for the Hall of Fame, there are going to be people who remember him not wanting his jersey
Could
ripped
be.
Off, okay? Like
I'm going to go with
like,
Deion
like
Sanders
there's something.
Okay. When Deion Sanders was asked this question when the alleged cheating incident came up weeks ago, he says, you know what? You got to beat him on the field. It's mano a mano. And I like what Deion said. And maybe he said that to protect his fellow coach. I don't know why he said it, but
it's
I like
fraternity.
What he said.
It's a fraternity. You know that. Well, they all protect each other. And here's
there's
the problem.
A lot of coaches. A lot of coaches are happy that Harbaugh's in trouble, too, you know.
Why? Now, I hear this all the time. Well, the Big Ten, they hate Harbaugh. They just want to screw Jim Harbaugh. The Big Ten doesn't want one of their teams in their conference that's undefeated not to go to the national championship or be in the tournament, you know what I mean, in the football playoffs. That doesn't make any sense to me if you're just doing that. Why?
If you were to ask the commissioner of the Big Ten one-on-one in a private room in a setting and it will never get out, he would hope that Ohio State would win to end this Michigan travesty in his mind. He doesn't want Michigan to go on.
Because there's question marks, and I think that is fair.
And the game will be surrounded. That dark cloud.
But do you remember when Eric Mangini was coaching the Jets and we're going to play the Patriots and called out Bill Belichick and what they did and said, don't do that to me? Come on, Andy. You don't believe that you would, as a coach, think about it as a coach. You put in your hard work, your blood, your sweat, your tears. Your kids have worked hard, and the other team has your defensive signals, and they're cheating. You don't want that. And that's what it has been alleged of Michigan. If nothing happened, then Jim Harbaugh shouldn't have bowed to the Big Ten. He shouldn't have fired the coaches. Why'd he fire people and have them resign if they didn't do anything? The one thing I never heard throughout the whole controversy, Andy, the one thing I never heard, not once, was them say that they were innocent and that they didn't do it. They gave you every excuse about what other people are doing and this and that.
And they said they didn't know about it.
They didn't know about it, but
the guy did it on his own.
Did they ever say that it didn't happen? They never said that.
Well, but the fact by them saying they didn't know about it and it was done by a guy on his own, which tells them they don't know what happened because the guy did it on his own.
When you got the intel, you didn't stop to think to yourself, boy, that intel's pretty good. Where'd we get that from? If you're a head coach and they're feeding you some intel that's working, wouldn't you go, who's scouting? Who's doing that? To say he doesn't know who's scouting and who's doing stuff, I can't buy it.
Well, you did mention one thing which I liked. Like, you got the kids that are working so hard, at least the conference or the NCAA or both, didn't take it away from them. Why punish them for something that alleged happened that they had no control over? Because they've done it on the field. You know, good, bitter, and different.
Right. If somebody tells you that this is the play or what this is the defense we're running or the offense, you don't know all that, do you? If you're the kid, you just go out. Oh, wow,
right,
that
you still
got to
beat him on the field. Yeah, okay, even, you know, I wish there was a test, like a pumice test you could do, like to see if a team that has signals prior to a game and another team plays the same team the following week without the signals, if it makes a difference. I'd like to know, because you still got to have the better people, the better players to win. Believe me, you have to have the better players.
All right,
you just have to.
We want to hear from you on this, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Where are you? Are you rooting against Michigan because of the cheating scandal, or are you rooting for Michigan to win despite what's happened and to beat Ohio State? We want to hear from you. And this is interesting because
I want Michigan to win to stick it to the people that are accusing him, good, bitter, and different. Stick it to the conference. Stick it to the NCAA.
And I want to see Ohio State win if Michigan indeed has cheated, because I don't want to see cheaters win, just like I had an issue with the Astros. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you. It is the Odd Couple right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For your possible chance to come on air on Black Friday.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio on this Black Friday. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. That's right. Progressive makes bundling easier and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. Where are you? Ohio State, Michigan. Are you rooting against Michigan for the alleged cheating scandal or not? Or are you rooting for Michigan against Ohio State? Let's hear what they have to say. Rob Parker along with Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. Robert in Fresno, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate your show every day. Listen to it every day.
Appreciate it.
Where I come from, I'm a Dodger fan. So when I look at Michigan, I'm really hoping for a Ohio State big win. You know, the Houston Astros, they still have a championship trophy in their headquarters, and it would be like in football, in my opinion, knowing if it's going to be a run or a pass. You've got a big leg up.
It makes a big difference. I agree.
You still got to stop them.
No, but it makes a big.
Got to stop them.
Andy,
yeah.
If you know, if you're a baseball player. And you know a fastball's coming compared to a breaking pitch. You don't tell me you don't have an advantage.
Right. I understand you have an advantage.
Robert? You have an advantage.
You're from Fresno. But if Michigan knows the signals and they're playing Fresno State and Fresno State knows the signals, Fresno State ain't stopping Michigan. All right? They ain't going to stop
them. Most likely, no. But they'll do a lot better. They'll play a lot better.
Exactly. That's the point. All right.
If it's Ohio State and Michigan – the other team wins if they know the signals.
I think so, too. Robert, thank you, my man. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Jeff.
877. Yeah, appreciate you. Thanks for the support. 877-99 on Fox.
Greg from Nashville, you're on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Hello, Greg.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Go blue.
How are
go
you?
Blue.
Uh-oh, go blue.
Go blue, baby, go blue.
Let me tell you this. Let me just...
What happened? Greg, are you there?
Come on, Greg. Come on.
I think he muted himself. No, go ahead.
Michigan was doing this. Ohio State confirmed in 2022 they changed their signals. What happened in that game in Columbus?
It doesn't matter if you still got intel. But you still have intel and you got it illegally, Greg. That's why there are rules.
22, they still changed their sentence before they played Michigan.
It doesn't exonerate you if you still got the information illegally.
You know, I'd like to hear a coach from an opponent of Michigan saying, A, we got the signals, we got the coaching, we got the whole plan, we got the game plan, and we got it from this guy. That would end everything. Speak up and do it. Have a pair. But you don't know
what the Big Ten has as far as evidence. That's why Jim Harbaugh did an about face.
Well, I cut a deal.
Yes, but I'm giving you the reason that he cut a deal. What was his reason of cutting a deal if he didn't do anything wrong? What would be your reason?
Because his attorney probably said, look, if we cut a deal, you don't have to go through the agony of going to court and all that garbage. We'll get a deal where I'll give you the wins when the team wins. You'll come back. Everything will be good. If you beat Ohio State, you'll coach in the title game and you'll coach in the championship game. That was the deal. And we still don't know if they have the evidence. They might, but I can't tell you here and now. Neither could you. You can't tell me that the Big Ten office has evidence. They don't.
877-99 on Fox. Go ahead.
Pete from New Mexico. You're on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio.
Happy Thanksgiving, fellas. Mr. Parker.
How are you?
I love The Odd Couple. Hope you guys are doing great.
We're doing great. You know, yes, I love being on a Black Friday. Absolutely.
Nothing could be finer. So, you know, this is a litmus test for Ohio State and Ryan Day, right? Because even if they had changed the signals last year, it doesn't mean that they didn't have all the information for what the signals were, just kind of like having a whole checklist of what all the icons and all the characters were. So it makes you wonder exactly what's going to happen tomorrow, and makes you wonder in the last couple of years if someone was on the sideline banging a drum every yep. now and then in Ann Arbor on the road, too.
It's going to be interesting because if Michigan, Andy, gets throttled tomorrow –
yeah, it's bad.
It's going to look bad. Am I right? Will you admit that?
No, you're right. It'll look bad. Right. But I will tell you this. I mean, you talk about Ohio State. They got a pretty good team. I mean, they beat, what, Minnesota 37-3 last week? I mean, they pounded them last week. So, you know, if they lose, I mean, that's a problem. But I will tell you this. If Michigan throttles Ohio State, that'll look worse. That would look worse for Ohio State.
Ryan Day would probably lose his gig, okay? No coach on the sideline, and that would be three losses in a row. That would not be good for Ryan Day. 877-99 on Fox.
Tony from L.A., you're on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio.
In Los Angeles, we want Ohio State all the way. We want Harbaugh to leave Michigan and come to the Rams.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
You got a sale on khakis out here, huh?
The Rams need a college quarterback, and McVay cannot deal with college quarterbacks. He's not going to deal with a young guy, and Harbaugh can do it.
All right. Even though he's a cheater, if they found out that he's cheating, that doesn't bother you at all? No?
It's college. Who cares?
Is that how it goes? Really?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Okay.
So, you let a cheat in college.
Everybody has their own way. Right. Tony, I hear you. I disagree with you. I hate that cheating doesn't matter. 877-99 on Fox.
All right. Mike from Nashville, you're on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Hello, Michael.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
Doing great.
Great. Big game tomorrow. I was going to throw another little wrench at this. Who paid for the guy to travel to video everything? Who paid to get into the games? I went to a game at the SHU for Illinois, and I think it was about $800 a ticket.
My goodness gracious.
Where did the money come from?
Well, of course, they claim that he did it all on his own and all.
None of it
makes any sense. You know what? And, Mike, here's the other thing. If he's on the Michigan staff, didn't Jim Harbaugh go, well, where is he on Saturdays? How come he's not here? Where is he? Nobody knew where he was? The games are played on Saturday when Michigan's are playing.
But the rules are so ridiculous anyway. Let me ask you this. I'll ask both you guys this. Yeah. Say, I'm a big Jim Harbaugh fan. I like him. Say next year I get a hold of their schedule, and every Saturday I'll go to one of their opponents and tape the game and send him the tape. Is that illegal? According to the NCAA, it is, right? But if I'm not getting paid, I could do it. Who's going to stop me? Who's going to know?
He's a member of the staff. What are you talking about? He's worked for Michigan.
But what if I did it?
No, but my point is, it's not a freelance guy. It's a guy who's on staff for them. Come on,
and
man.
He claims he didn't know he was doing it.
That guy's running his mouth somewhere, talking to, you know, trying to be big man, and that's how that would get out. I would say that they've made it so incredibly hard. You can't lose. So people are going to do things they're not supposed to do because –
you've got to win. So I'm glad they're playing the game, and I hope it works out with Harbaugh. And, you know, you guys have an awesome night. Great show. And,
thank you.
And thanks.
Yeah, right. Appreciate it, Mike. Let's squeeze in one more, Andy. We got one more guy. Let's do it.
Andre from Massachusetts. You're on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Andre.
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, I can't pile on the Wolverines right now. I just simply can't do it. They're getting a lot of bad PR, but we all know it's two things. Number one, the bottom line speaks the loudest. That's money. Michigan's bringing millions and millions and millions of dollars into the Big Ten. Some other coaches might have sour grapes, but the bottom line is the eyeballs are going to be on Michigan to see these games. The revenue is what drives everything. The second thing in college athletics across the board, I'm sorry, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Okay.
No, but once you get caught, then you can't. My point, Andre, I hear you. Okay. You can cheat, but once you get caught, it's like everybody's driving 80 on the freeway. When they pull you over, your defense can't be that the other nine cars next to you were driving 82. You're the one who got pulled over.
Caught.
Yes, he did.
If he was caught, he'd be fired.
He's saying that he didn't know about it. Come on, Andy. Well, do you buy that? Come on.
Well,
you talked about Rick Pitino. They got prostitutes in the college basketball doing.
I'm with you. He's a CEO of the business. He has to know everything that's going on in the business. He didn't know about it. That's what he said.
Well, you could get fired for that. For negligence. No, I'm saying you could.
Sure. And he should know about it because it's his program. He's responsible for everything that goes on in that program, top to bottom.
All right, coming up next, Mark Schneider wrote a book about Michigan. I can't wait to talk to Mark about the book and about the situation at Michigan. We'll do that and much more. But first, let's get you caught up with Mr. Steve DeSager. Hi, Steve.
Hello, and Rob, you brought up the analogy of if you know what pitch is coming, which reminds me of the most obvious, in retrospect, the most obvious game where the Houston Astros cheated when they beat Clayton Kershaw in the World Series in Game 5 because he completely dominated them before and after.
Right, in L.A., right?
Yeah, because the cheating was only in the Houston Stadium with that system.
With what they were doing, and that's my point. And even when they beat Aroldis Chapman in Game 7, you remember he had to walk off home run. If you go look at Aroldis Chapman, Chapman goes, hop, what? Like, he couldn't believe
laughing.
It.
He was laughing off the mound.
Right? Couldn't believe that they knew what was coming.
But the Kershaw thing, this is a guy who has almost 3,000 strikeouts in his career and a few strikeout titles by that time, and he had dominated them with 11 Ks in Game 1 when it was a home game, and he was throwing a few scoreless innings at Houston. Suddenly, out of nowhere, they get the bats going, and it winds up a 13-12 Astros
You're exactly
win.
Right, and I still say, why didn't Major League Baseball do something about it or take the title away?
Yeah.
No, NCAA has no problem taking basketball championship titles away from NCAA winners.
Yeah, but that college thing, I know they do that, and you can't take away what already happened. I mean,
Which brings me to the commissioner's comment recently that he regrets not punishing the players who were the guilty parties.
Because
we're not a legal, we're not a government, we can't indict people.
Right.
They're not going to talk if we don't say, okay,
you wanted
immunity.
To get to the root of it, like what was going on, and that's where you had to give them
So now we know.
Hard.
Yeah, we know what was going on. What was going on is Kershaw, who throws the breaking ball to get the strikeout, threw over 50 breaking balls and got one swing and miss the entire game.
Well, because they knew what was coming.
Exactly. You hear something? You know, to lay off the pitch. Well, the Texas Longhorns are hosting Texas Tech. They were up 10-0 late first quarter. Tech has just scored. Extra point will make it 10-7. And Penn State, ranked 11th, is playing Michigan State in Detroit. It is Nittany Lions 6-0, about 5.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. By the way, on the pregame show, The Athletic did mention, as far as who's going to be the next Michigan State coach, this report that Oregon State's head coach, Jonathan Smith, has emerged as the top target for the Michigan State vacancy. Nothing finalized yet, but the search is in its final stages and should be done by the end of this weekend, end quote.
Wow.
Just about to start up on Fox TV, the top 10 matchup of Oregon State at Oregon. Earlier, number 9 Missouri, now 10-2, got a win easily at Arkansas 48-14. 13th ranked Oklahoma, a 69-45 winner against TCU. 17th-ranked Iowa on a field goal on the final play, won 13-10 at Nebraska, which committed three turnovers. And 13th-ranked Tulane will host its conference title game in about a week after beating UT San Antonio 29-16. Tomorrow on Fox TV, number 2 Ohio State at number 3 Michigan, noon Eastern time. NFL's Washington fired defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio today. And the Miami Dolphins got a win at the Jets 34-13. Raheem Mostert, 2 fourth-quarter TDs, 20 carries. 94 yards. Back to you.
All right, Steve. Thank you. Appreciate it. It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. Rob Parker and the legend Andy Furman filling in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability. You heard me. $0. What part don't you get? Which means you'll never be held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. All right, now let's bring in our next guest here on The Odd Couple, Mark Schneider, who has written a new book about Michigan and his two authors, right, called Mountaintop, The Inside Story of Michigan's 1997 National Championship Title. And Mark Schneider, welcome to the program. Say hello to Andy Furman.
Hi, Andy. Mark. Hey, Rob.
How you doing?
Appreciate you guys having me.
Absolutely. I've known Mark for a gazillion years. We worked in Detroit together, and great to have you on the show. Who else wrote the book with you, Mark?
Nick Baumgartner, who works for The Athletic now, he's a football writer, and we both had covered Michigan for extensively in the past.
And tell us about, let's talk about Michigan, and then we'll get back to the book and what's in it, and we know that was sure. Their national championship,
yep.
But big game tomorrow. I mean, it could have huge ramifications if Ryan Day loses. 3 losses in a row to Michigan could cost him his job. No Jim Harbaugh on the sideline. It would be a bad look to lose. And if Ohio State blows out Michigan, then you wonder maybe Michigan doesn't have the signals and doesn't have any advantage anymore. Where are you on this whole scandal?
Well, there are so many different subplots here, but this is, you know, obviously everyone's focused on this, but this has been the case with Ohio State and Michigan for 50 years, right? There's always something going on. This is why they call it Hate Week, right? Because these teams hate each other, these states hate each other. Rob, you know, from when they lived here, and everyone's just trying to get an edge all the time. I think that it's interesting. There's a little bit of it, obviously, with Jim not being on the sidelines, it's going to be an interesting dynamic. But I think that what Michigan has shown over these last couple weeks without him is that they're still a great team. And, you know, he may have assembled the team, but the players are the ones who play. And obviously their focus and being able to still win without him shows that they're able to put some of these distractions aside.
Bravo. Bravo, Mark. I love that. Okay. I have a feeling in my mind that Michigan, the state of, is like ground zero for football. So I'm going to ask you this question. In your mind, what's worse, the alleged cheating incident now at the University of Michigan, the football program, or Michigan State firing a coach for sex scandal?
Yeah, we've had a lot going on in this state this year, right? It's been 4 months and it's been something every day, constantly. I mean, I think that, you know, these are different things. One's obviously a personnel issue. One's, you know, something that is a competitive issue from what people understand. But I think that these are the things that, you know, in our social media world just get amplified, right? You know, little things mm-hmm. that may have been overlooked years ago and been not gotten so much attention, they just get start running, and then people have all their theories and their allegations, and they don't hear all the facts. And I think that once those things come out, you know, then people are able to pass judgments. But it seems like, you know, both of these are kind of ongoing things, and neither one is bathing the universities in glory.
No doubt. Longtime sports writer and author Mark Schneider has a new book out about Michigan called Mountaintop. We'll get to that. The other thing I wanted to ask you about Michigan, and let's talk about it. This 1997 was when they shared the national championship. And I have a running joke on the show. I always say, you know, Michigan hasn't won a national championship since Moby Dick was a guppy. How does a school like Michigan have a shared national championship, and that's the only one with a great coach like Bo Schembechler that they've never won? They haven't won a national championship outright in a gazillion years, Mark.
Yeah, if you look through all those years, you know, each time it's just one little thing. I mean, there were so many years they're ranked up there, and it's just one little game or one little moment that really derails them. Look at the TCU game last year. You know, obviously Michigan had such a great team. They get to that game, and they play their worst game on the biggest stage. It just happened. You look at the 2006 team, where it was 1-2, and you got the Ohio State against Michigan in Columbus, and Michigan loses by 3 points in a game that, you know, the day after Bo Schembechler died. I mean, there's just all these flashpoints throughout all those years of where their expectations were great, and then they weren't able to come through. And that's what makes this team, the 1997 team, so special, is the expectations weren't great. That was one of those years. They were ranked number 14, and they came into the season. And then once they got rolling, you know, they had this team that no one expected to do anything, but then went perfect all the way through.
You know, Mark, the shame of it all is both these teams are in the Big Ten East, and they're both 11-0, and the team that loses tomorrow will not go to the conference title game. The team that loses tomorrow will not go to the college football championship game, and I think that's a crime. I really do, because these teams are the top four teams, should be included in the top four teams in the country, and they are. And why doesn't the Big Ten maybe move one of those teams to the other side and get rid of Iowa?
Well, next year they're not going to have divisions, so they're going to have 18 teams in a big old ball, like rolling around, and like it's going to be a big mess. But we'll see what happens. But at least with the 12-team playoff, you know, it'll be a lot easier. Yeah,
right.
In terms of next week, you know, that could be really ugly no matter who wins tomorrow. And I think that's just the nature. I don't think that, you know, the Big Ten West has been years since they've won one of these games. Wisconsin, I think, won one over Ohio State 1 year, and they got Michigan State maybe. But really, it's been a long time, and that's the dominance of the left-sided nature of the league, and that's why they want to go away from divisions. With 18 teams, it'll be pretty messy, but I think that they feel that at least they're going to get their two best teams in that featured weekend.
Now, how about this? And people are saying that this is it for Harbaugh regardless, that he's going back to the NFL, he's going to be done at Michigan. Is that what you're feeling or hearing? What is that? People say it like it's commonplace.
Well, first of all, I think the first step there is that he needs to have an offer from an NFL team, right? I mean, there may be a lot of jobs, but someone's got to offer him the job for him to have somewhere to go. And in terms of Jim, you know, just put yourself in his shoes. You know, whatever's happening with the various investigations, there are three ongoing investigations into the Michigan football program right now. You know, there's the one with him, there's the one with the currents with the signs, there was the one about the offensive coordinator who with the computer crimes, and all of those are still open. So potentially there's penalties down the road for whoever, for him, for the program, whatever. So you think if you're in his position and you can get away from all that, you can go and coach in the NFL where you know you are one of the you've got one of the great records of any coach, even though it was a short tenure, you know, you'd probably take it, I guess. But, I mean, I don't have any insight into his thinking. But, you know, just as someone who looks at what's coming down the road at you and you see an outlet, you know, seems like that makes a lot of sense.
All right, last thing. Tell us more about Mountaintop, where people can get it, and, you know, why people should take a look at this.
Thanks, Rob. Yeah, Mountaintop is the story of the 1997 National Championship team. And really, it's a team, as I said, was a bunch of people who, other than Charles Woodson, really, no one really knew who they were. And then you look back now, they have three Pro Football Hall of Famers, Charles Woodson, Steve Hutchinson, and Tom Brady will be obviously in there. They were all on the team, and they've had 33 guys who played in the NFL. But the story really is not about how great those players were. It's more about the things that happened behind the scenes. Michigan fans, with their only title in a 75-year period, you know, they all love this team. This is the team that they all feel this passion for until this team currently. If this team wins the championship, obviously there will be another. But otherwise, this is just the one. It capped at the Rose Bowl. They beat the hardest schedule in the country, but really is the behind the scenes. The story, our stories in the book were wonderful because people told them, we talked to over 100 people, and with all these guys, you know, they were really ready to let loose 25 years later. So, you know, there's stories about dorm fires and fights among with a fraternity, and there's guys who almost got kicked out of school. And, I mean, there's all stuff that, you know, all the stuff that happened in the games and the spectacular moments in games, of course, but you get to see it from the player's perspective and what they lived and all these behind-the-scenes things. You don't get that too often in terms of hearing about the college football away from the games, and really we tried to weave it all together from the lowest points, you know, of building up from the Cordell Stewart Hail Mary in 1994 all the way through their championship and over Ryan Leaf in the Washington State in the Rose Bowl.
Well, check it out. Go pick it up. What a great gift for Christmas.
Oh, sorry.
Mountaintop.
Rob, let me tell you.
Go ahead.
Michigan1997book.com. Thank you.
There you go. Michigan1997book.com. Pick it up. Mark, Mazel Tov, congratulations, and more success to you. Okay, my man?
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it always.
Always.
Appreciate you, man.
No doubt. Thank you, buddy. All right.
Mazel tov, huh?
Of course. Come on. What do you think? What do you mean? I worked at a Jewish shoe store in Queens. Are you kidding?
All right. Okay.
All right. All right, Bubba Meitzer. Bubba.
Okay. You're killing me.
All right, guys. Thanks. All right, coming up next, Bill Belichick's future. Andy Furman has something that he wants to say about it. We'll talk about that next. It is The Odd Couple right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For a possible lunch date with Andy Furman and Bill Belichick in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker and the legend Andy Furman filling in for Chris Broussard on a funky flashback Black Friday. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Andy Furman, you are all over this Bill Belichick future. I still do. I'm with Tom Brady. I'm not with Tom Brady most of the time, but I'm with Tom Brady. I don't see Bill Belichick anywhere else other than New England. I'll have to see it to believe it. But what do you think about the future of Bill Belichick? And where he should go? Is he going to go somewhere? What are your thoughts?
I think Robert Kraft right now is negotiating, perhaps through the media, on a buyout, on a let go of Bill Belichick to do it in a class sort of way. You can't fire the guy. The guy, in my mind, is the greatest coach ever to coach in the National Football League. He's got 331 career wins. He needs 16 more wins to tie the great late Don Shula, okay? So whether it's the Washington Commanders, the Buccaneers, the Panthers, the Chargers, anybody out there wants him, but I think they're going to have to give up something to the New England Patriots to get him. But I think, number one, he won't be there. He doesn't want to go through this garbage again with no quarterback. And number two, he wants to break that record. I don't blame him. He wants to be the number one guy.
Why can't he wait for 3 years to break the record? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, he'll break the record, but he won't break it in New England.
Not at this rate, right?
It just seemed like
unbelievable. So you really believe he's going to be somewhere next year? What's your gut, though? What do you think?
I think he's going to go to Washington. I really do. I think Washington, perhaps, maybe the Chargers, but I think Washington's in the league, which I think the new ownership wants him. You know, I think we talked earlier today that the coaching staff, Del Rio's gone. I think he's just the beginning of the pegs to fall, and I think the head coach will be gone. It'll be the fourth consecutive non-winning season in Washington, so I think there's a possibility. Plus, it's not that difficult a division.
But why would you go there? Sam Howe? Really? Is that where Bill Belichick's going now? Sam Howe's going to get you to Don Shula?
You know, look at his stats.
I'm just saying, is he really? Why not waiting for the Chargers job where Justin Herbert is a quarterback?
Well, you know, I don't know. Yeah, and I don't know if Bill's going to have the luxury of, like, picking and choosing, you know, where he wants to go. It could be the first one that comes at him he's going to go after. But I'd like to see him go to Chargers with Justin Herbert. I think you got a better chance.
Brandon Staley has to be fired, doesn't he? Come on, Andy.
There's no doubt. I mean, that team is better than the record that they have.
They got too many good players.
No doubt. Right.
I just Washington, that division, the history of Washington, I just really, Bill, like, you got to be very careful to move on and be in a bad place without a quarterback. He's already experienced that.
Oh, no doubt.
In this man's league, in this NFL, you can't get anything done without a quarterback. That's why I'm saying I would be holding out. Brandon Staley's going to be gone. Hey, give me a quarterback. I would sell. The sell is I've won 6 Super Bowls. If you give me a quarterback, I can get the defense righted. That's what the Chargers need. There's defense no doubt. To be righted. When Tom Brady won those Super Bowls and Bill Belichick, they had the top 5 defense all those years. It wasn't just Tom Brady. When they beat the Rams the last time,
and on the
Tom Brady threw no touchdowns and had a pick in that Super Bowl. People forget that.
And he never really had a Hall of Fame receiver. Who did he have, honestly, throughout his entire career as Hall of Fame receivers? Really. It was great defense, and Tom Brady directing the offense with no real superstars on the offensive side of the ball.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I just, if I'm Bill Belichick, I'd have to have an established quarterback to any team I'd want to go to. I just
would.
I'm glad
you didn't argue with me about the fact that I said he's the greatest coach ever, the coach of the National Football League.
Well, I don't know about that. He cheated.
Well, here.
Okay.
Well, here we go.
He cheated. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, look, the term cheating is broad-based. It's a broad term, and it goes over a long way. You take video of someone, come on.
All right, he cheated. All right, hey, hour number 3 is coming up here on The Odd Couple, so you know what you need to do, right? You need to stick and stay.
For possibly the greatest takes in the U.S. of A.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.